Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about all becomes all. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 29, 26 through chapter 30, verse 38, Psalm 22, 1 through 5, Proverbs 5, 3 through 6, and Matthew 26, 6 through chapter 25. Again, we're going to be talking about all becomes all. Our focal scripture is going to come from Matthew 26, 18, which says, "My time is near. I am celebrating the Passover at your place with my disciples." The upper room was associated in the minds of the disciples with the Last Supper, for it was the room that Jesus unfolded for them the meaning of redemption. As he broke bread with them, he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after the supper and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, established by my blood, and it is shed for you." Luke 22:19-20. The upper room had a double content, the cross and the Spirit. These are more closely connected than we might realize. For if you do not bear the Spirit of the cross, we will not bear the Spirit of God. We are to be crucified followers of our crucified Lord. Did the upper room stand in the minds of the disciples as a symbol of Christ's self-giving? And would the whole atmosphere of the place remind them that just as he had offered his all, so they offer their all? I cannot help but believe that the connection between the Last Supper and the promised descent of the Holy Spirit would be much upon their minds. In that room, God, in the person of the Son Jesus, had offered his all. Now the 120 disciples were being confronted with this. These 12 disciples were being confronted with the same challenge. Out of Christ's offering came power, for God answers self-giving with the giving of himself. We can only conclude that something significant happened in the lives of these disciples in the 10-day waiting period. For out of that, all offering came, all power. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in this upper room, where we are right now, we offer our little all and take instead your almighty all. We exchange my poverty, our poverty, for your riches, our emptiness for your fullness, my weakness for your strength. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 14, Ephesians 2:14, Colossians 1:20, and Colossians 2:14, and keep these two questions in mind. What was abolished by the cross? 2, what is the relationship between the Passover and Pentecost? Something to really think about. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.